There's a guy here. He's a very successful doctor. His name is Dr. Emil Chin. He's an eye surgeon. And we learned about this guy, invited him in because he's up to something really interesting. Guy's super successful. There he is. He's wearing his lab coat, which shows you he's successful. Doctor, you went to 3 Ivy League schools. I've been reading up on you. Very impressive background.
Oh, thanks, Howard.
You went to, let me see if I got this right. You went to Dartmouth, Columbia, and Harvard.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I'm so old.
Show off is right. How old are you?
I'm 47.
You're 47, and you're an eye surgeon.
You just finished school? No.
Yeah, just recently.
Why not Yale? I mean, why did you miss that?
Because Yale's not Harvard.
Right. Do you have a very high IQ?
I was tested for Mensa. I got into Mensa. So somewhere over 150, they don't tell you the actual score.
So you do LASIK surgery, you do...
It's not LASIK, okay? It's a non-cutting form, so anybody who's scared about LASIK or can't get it, like they were told they can't get it...
That would be me.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it.
No, but, okay, I had LASIK myself. I was the first surgeon in New York City to get LASIK.
Right.
That's one of my claims to fame. And then you cut a flap, you lift it up, and the cutty part is the dangerous part.
Yeah.
We're now doing all laser, so it's like 10 times safer. We've proven statistically it's safer than wearing contacts.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you can come and watch a live procedure.
I don't want to watch anything. The eyes freak me out, man. Scares the hell out of me.
Our OR is on the sidewalk, okay, in 25th and Park. So whenever I operate, everybody on the sidewalk watches me. And I did that to show that I can't have a complication. Because if you
have a big glass window in your OR so people can watch from the street?
It's 4 glass. And one of the glasses is a window to the OR. And we have a
lot of doctors don't want you watching them because if they screw up.
Look, I didn't want anyone watching when I was doing LASIK, okay? Because
right.
1 in 1,000, you get a bad flap. If we're in New York City, glass window,
right.
You know what's going to happen, Howard.
Yeah,
doctors
sue you.
Lawyers hand out business cards.
Right.
I don't want that.
No.
But now I can do that.
So, Dr. Chin, you are doing something very unusual, and I read about you, and I wanted Robin and everyone to hear about this. You are trying to find a wife.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have very specific...
You can't find a wife?
Well, Howard's alluding to the fact that my specs might be too specific.
Yeah, maybe, your specs are specific. Let me tell you. Dr. Chin really is one of these guys. I know people like you who sort of... They know exactly what they want. All right?
He thinks he does.
Yes. Dr. Chin's requirements for a woman.
Well, not a woman. Like my wife.
Yes, your wife. Not like, just any woman,
like
a
other
wife.
People are allowed to not be like that.
Right. Here we go.
But your wife...
You want a very skinny woman.
I'm only 125, actually.
Right. You're a slight kind of guy.
Yeah.
How
so
tall
you
are
want
you?
A woman that's not bigger than you.
Right. How tall are you?
5'6".
You're 5'6", and you're a nice-looking guy. It's not like you're some sort of a loser.
Thanks, yeah.
Right, George? He's a nice... He's an attractive man. You want a woman who's very skinny... Dress size 0 to 2.
That's really because it's hard to define skinny.
Right. Age 27 to 35.
A childbearing age.
Right. You want kids.
You want children.
If I didn't want kids, I don't... In all honesty, Howard, I might not get married.
Okay.
You know.
You want a white woman.
I was born in a town that's... I was the only Asian family. We were the only Asian family. So
right.
I think in an early... You know imprinting?
Yes.
Imprinting is when you have a little family of ducks. You take away the mom. You put a cat there and the ducks still follow the mom.
Yes.
That happens when you're like 0 to 6 or something like that. So I think I imprinted in childhood. The only Asian women I ever hung out or actually met or anything like that, those are my sisters. And I think you're not really supposed to want to have sex with your sisters.
Right.
So if I see anybody...
I've always subscribed to that. Yeah.
You got it right, Doc.
All right.
But if I see an Asian woman, I'll be like, oh, she's totally hot objectively, but I don't want to be physical with her.
Right. Okay, yeah. So you want a white woman.
Yeah.
You want a Christian.
No, that's not actually a requirement.
Oh, really? Because I was saying, like, what if Bar Raffaelli hears this, the Jewish supermodel?
No, that's actually not on my list.
All right. And you want to graduate?
My aunt's a nun.
Right.
So I figured that'll get me into heaven. I don't have to do anything else.
And you want a graduate of an Ivy League school?
No, actually, that's the Post said that, and we made them do a retraction. I said specifically, I don't care what school they graduate from,
okay.
But they need a college degree.
You want a type B personality, not type A. I understand what you're saying. Sometimes type A can be a little aggressive at home and push you and push you and push you.
Well, because I'm a type A.
Right. So you don't need that.
You don't want butting heads.
Okay. So. You want also... Hard to be an 8 or a 9 on the attractiveness scale out of 10.
See, that's also wrong, okay? So I actually put
down... Yeah, you want a 10 if you're going to go
to
all this show.
No, actually, if you look at my original list, I said not a 9 or a 10, because I've dated women who are like very attractive.
Right.
There's a lot of baggage that comes with those extra points.
Yes, that's true. You're looking for a woman.
Nice. It's a good number.
You're looking for a woman with no children. You want to start your own family. Right. You're not looking for somebody else's situation.
Although that's not a hard requirement. In other words, right. if I really love a person and she has a kid, it's not disqualifying.
She must have
spent, one child you might handle.
She must have spent time outside the United States.
I've been to 60 countries. Okay, right. So I think if a girl's idea,
what's unworldly?
If a girl's idea of I've traveled abroad is I went to Cancun for spring break, that's not going to work.
Right. You want someone who is really cultured.
Yeah.
She must have lived in a city of more than a million people. Why is that important to you?
Okay, the reason this list got out there is that's a cut and paste from matchmaking services I was using.
I see.
And one of the matchmaking services sometimes have people from abroad. I can't take a girl from a little town in Ukraine.
Right.
She's really great in other ways. You bring her to New York, she's going to get hit by a bus in 2 seconds.
Hit by a bus and also her lack of sophistication. It's just not going to work. Okay.
It could be a proverbial bus.
And must like pets because you want to have a dog the rest of your
life. I love dogs. I brought a picture of my dog. He's in a photo shoot that's on the stands now for Valentino.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
This is in another magazine.
Oh,
so
beautiful dog. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful dog.
We've raised $1,000 because instead of asking for a fee, we asked for a donation to ASPCA.
That is an Afghan hound.
This is Borzoi. He's related to Afghan.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Very slim.
Yeah, very slim. Slender.
Yeah, I like my dog
just like the woman.
So now here's the interesting twist. Not only are you looking for this specific kind of woman, but you are saying to anyone out there who is listening, if you find me the woman I marry, or are you saying, if you find me a date with a woman who fits these specifications, which are you saying?
Okay, the thing that's in the post is for a date, okay?
Right.
So I have another,
for a date.
Yeah.
Dr. Chin is offering money and free cosmetic surgery to anyone who can find him a wife. Now, here's how the payout works. First date, you'll pay that person $100.
The person finding the date.
That's right. Not finder's fee, $100.
Yeah, the date,
yeah. If there is a second date.
Or Latisse, I think.
Okay. If there is a second date, Robin.
Yeah.
$200 or free eyelash enhancer. All right?
Oh, okay.
Why do you laugh at that, George?
Well, it's so commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could meet someone at a party or you could meet someone.
Well, Dr. Chin's going to address that in a minute.
Oh, all right.
Dr. Chin is setting himself up for failure, George.
No. But look, there are other. It's not like I don't do normal ways of meeting. You see what I'm saying?
You're just saying, hey, you're putting it out there. If your soulmate is there, maybe this is a quick way to find them.
It's a function of, I went to business school, and people are trying to set me up because I was one of the older people in business school because they did it after medical school, okay?
Why would you even bother going to business school after medical school?
I mean, I have a couple patents I'm trying to bring to product.
Okay.
So it's about raising capital. Anyway, the people there were like, look, we know you're trying to look for someone. I'll try to do it. You know, I'll keep it in mind. But I got a lot of things going on. If you could incent me sometimes and monetize it, it'd be better. And that's what they teach you in business school. They're always trying to teach you to incent and monetize.
If you get if Dr. Chin has a third date with your woman that you chose for him, he will give you $300 or free Botox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it could be a third date. It doesn't, with the same woman or a different woman.
Fourth date, $400. Or a Juvederm injection, which is some sort of Botox type.
No, Juvederm is a filler, so you can get rid of marionette folds and you can plump up
that,
your lips.
You,
if you got that, you would get rid of your
those laugh lines.
Yes.
You do it on your own self.
Botox, Latisse, and Juvederm are all ophthalmology products that were invented by ophthalmologists for ophthalmology things.
Right.
And the plastic surgeons just took it over, Howard.
Yes.
So Botox was for like crossed eyes. Latisse for the lashes, that was a glaucoma drop, and somebody figured out that it made people's lashes grow to the side.
So you're looking at my face, you feel I need this Juvederm.
I think it would help, and it only lasts like about 6 months, and then it goes away. So there's no downside to trying it.
I need it. I need it. Well, fifth date, $500 for free LASIK surgery on one eye, worth $2,000.
One eye? What do you know about the other?
Well, you got to pay for the other one.
or have another date.
Now, this is so unusual that it has gotten a lot of attention, Dr. Chin, because, you know, the idea that I could find you a woman and it would result in me getting paid is really quite enticing, isn't it?
Or I've actually had, since the thing came out with the post, I've had like six people set me up in dates, okay? Three of the people actually declined everything and they just wanted that money donated. So it doesn't have to be a material thing. I donated to Make-A-Wish or something
like that. Do you think that you are a difficult guy to really find? In other words, you probably never will find the right woman because you've probably met a ton of women being a doctor who is successful. You're probably a wealthy man. Am I correct?
Relatively, yes.
Yes. And so are you
not like you.
Are you a millionaire, though?
Yeah, I'm actually being interviewed for Millionaire Matchmaker.
All right, so you're a millionaire. Yeah. So to me, you're a guy with a high-profile job. You're not some sort of ugly dude. You got a nice look to you. I mean,
how many doctors do you know who have trouble getting a date?
Right. That's
no,
what
I know.
I'm saying.
Look, I don't have trouble getting a date, and I don't have trouble finding a girlfriend. But the parameters for the person you want to spend the rest of your life with are much higher. Like, for instance,
has anyone ever come close to being?
Yes.
The right
in
person?
Other words, okay. I understand what you would think if I never met anybody who met these criteria. I never had, like, a serious relationship.
Right.
I've had, like, three or four serious relationships lasting several years.
Right.
I was perfectly happy, and then I wanted to get married, but sometimes the timing didn't work out. Like, there's somebody in the studio trying to make me comfortable. We did it for 7 years.
Right.
It's just that she was, I guess, older than I was, so she was in her late 30s. I was, like, 30. I just finished all that training.
Right.
And most doctors are a little regressed in terms of their maturity because once they finish training, they want to have some fun. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
So yeah, because you've worked your ass off learning.
And not slept, eat, or dated. Okay,
right.
So by the time you finish at 30 and you're relatively successful, you want to play the field a little bit.
When's the last time you got laid?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Mm. How was she? Any good?
Yeah, she was.
Not a keeper.
Not a keeper.
No, but
we threw her back in the water.
Hey, look, on the positive side, that's not one of my criteria. I don't think how good she is in bed belongs in like the top 10, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, that would be very important.
Serious?
No, but yeah, because I think, look, this is what I actually think. I think most women are actually pretty good in bed.
Yeah, how bad can they be if they got a vagina? You know, as long as I can get it in, I don't need much else.
And guys have to from what I hear from friends, there's more variation in the performance on the guy side.
Right. That's true.
Guys are also not picky.
You know, you make a good point. It's really true because, like, you know, you guys go, oh, she's so good in bed. Yeah. For a guy, hey, you're inside a woman and
look,
she looks good.
For a guy, if she's hot,
right.
By definition, she's good in bed.
Exactly. Hey, you know, doctor, you make a lot of sense for an eye surgeon. You really do.
You know, a lot of Ivy League
very worldly.
Education
yeah.
went into that.
Yeah. I might have learned that at Harvard.
Guy's no dummy, I'll tell you that. He's speaking my kind of language. Are you worried that this could hurt your credibility?
Well, I already have like a national reputation. I'm starting to get an international one. Like, for instance, I was at a meeting last year.
But you know, for doctors, sometimes if you're up to anything unusual, which this falls into the unusual category, yeah. You know, people go, he's a bit of a kook. I don't know if I'm going to go to him. You know, aren't you afraid of that?
I don't care because my professional reputation is intact. Like, next month I'm going to a meeting in Amsterdam to laser about this non-cutting thing.
Yeah.
So I would say almost every famous refractive surgeon who does laser vision correction, if they don't know me, they've heard of me.
Right.
And so I'm not worried about my professional reputation. And the patient side, it's different, okay? Because
right.
we're doing cosmetic elective surgery, although clearly it's functional. Like, I've lasered the highest prescription in the world, minus 22,
right.
and she sat up and she just started crying. So it's not
because
like,
she could see.
She said, I said, why are you crying so much? Because everybody cries a little bit. And she's like, oh, I could see the leaves on the trees. I said, okay, that's nice. She's like, no, you don't understand. Minus 22, contacts don't go up to minus 22.
Right.
It'll go up to minus 19.
So this is the first time she could really see.
She never saw a leaf on a tree. She just knew that trees had leaves.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, so my reputation on the laser side is intact. I don't care about that. And my goal now is finding a spouse and, being a dad.
Explain to me also in your practice, you're doing eye jewelry now. What is eye jewelry?
Okay, eye jewelry, it's a little platinum implant that looks like a heart or a star, and you know the white part of your eye?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you make like a little incision, it's called like a scleral pocket or a conjunctival flap, and then you drop the little charm in there, and
Who would do that?
It's like a rapper or a rap artist.
You've got to be nuts to fuck with your eyes like
no,
that.
No, it's on the outside of your eye. I bought them from a doctor. There's only two doctors in the United States doing that. The other one, as you can imagine, is in L.A.
But why risk your eye? I mean, your
no,
eyes,
no.
Are, you know
it's
what
just,
I mean.
It's just, you can't, that you, that one's zero risk for your sight because it's outside of your eye.
Yeah?
They do a lot of this in Holland and also Europe.
But the people are nuts, I tell you, doctor.
Seeing isn't enough. They got to do something
to
I
don't know
eye.
Why people want gold teeth either, but whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. So just so we have a good idea, because a lot of people now are busy going through their Rolodex trying to find you a woman.
No, I got a better offer because those are the date offers. But for your show, Howard, I was going to say, if I actually marry one of the women that I get set up with,
go ahead.
I'll give him my car and it's a Ferrari.
Hold it a second. Let me understand this. If any of my listeners, this is special for the Howard Stern Show.
Yep.
If any of my listeners find you the woman you'll marry, they get a Ferrari worth $100,000.
Yeah, it's about...
Is that the Ferrari? Yeah, this is a Dr. LASIK on there.
That's my car.
Well, marry the girl who's leaning on the car.
What's wrong with the girl on the car? Look at her.
I took that picture myself, Howard, actually.
Very good
in Washington Square Park, and that's not Photoshop. That's original raw footage.
Wow.
And that's my dog, the Borzoi, Rhett. He's really, really sweet.
Who cares about your dog? Who's the girl
in the
picture?
What about the girl?
She's one of my ex-patients who's a model.
Did you date her?
You can't date a patient.
You can't?
See, that's another problem. I don't work in a hospital. So every patient that comes in there is my patient. I can't really date a patient.
Is it true that you've performed LASIK on many strippers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do strippers need to see so well? You'd think they wouldn't want to.
Yeah, no, because they can't wear glasses or something
right,
like
right.
that.
Part of their look. So
I see.
And a lot of the strippers pay you in funny money?
No, okay. Essentially, to make it a little bit better for them, they would pay like $6,000 in cash.
Yes.
And they give me $1,000 in funny money. but I don't really go to clubs, so it was just a waste.
So when you got the $1,000 in funny money, would you go to the club and get a lap dance?
I brought my staff, actually.
You did.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy the lap dance? Did you meet any interesting girls there?
Well, I was kind of the owner, so I didn't want to do too much of the staff, but the staff apparently enjoyed them a lot.
When you're a doctor, it's hard to go to a club and be seen getting lap dances.
No, I don't mind if I was alone, but right. with my staff, I'm supposed, just like when you go out with your staff, you're not supposed to get drunk.
Oh, I've done that. So I've broken all the rules. So you my staff has seen me drunk. So
when your staff has seen you do everything.
And some of these strippers who come in, they're not suitable wives, right? I mean, maybe for a date or two.
You're not looking for a stripper?
No.
Okay, look, one of them actually had a master's degree in Baruch for, master's of science.
Wow.
Yeah. She
Did
came
you
up,
date her?
No, she came with her mom. She was a nice, normal person.
I see.
You know, so.
All right. Well, you know, just to help us out here, because everyone wants a Ferrari. And,
okay.
You know, if you were to...
I'm almost motivated.
Yeah. Robin, I'm going to suggest you date Dr. Chin. If you could just become a white woman.
I don't
woman.
Meet the criteria. I have to become white.
So Dr. Chin... If you were to compare it in the world of celebrity, thinking about a woman, an actress, let's say, so we all have an image in our mind, what actress would come to mind when you say, there would be physically a wife for me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean...
Can you give us an example or two?
Okay. I was just at a fashion event last night because of Fashion Week.
Yes.
And I was a couple of years ago, a friend of mine works for Marc Jacobs, okay?
Go ahead.
So she said, hey, do you want to be a changer for the show?
Yeah.
I'm like, what does a changer do? She's like, you know when the models walk out and they go back on the runway, they come out 2 seconds later in a different outfit?
Yes.
I was like, I always wondered about that. How do they change so quickly? Or maybe they have body doubles or something.
Right.
She's like, no, what they do is they walk in there, they just stand like this, and some person goes, zhoop, and just takes off all their clothes and then zhoop, put the thing on.
Go ahead.
And I said, yeah, I'll do that.
The fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, right?
The fact that America's Got Talent, that's my second job for some of the adult women. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm supposed to go to this show, and then 2 days before the Marc Jacobs show, she calls me up and says, hey, I got some good news and some bad news.
Right.
I said, okay, so what's the bad news? She said, Mark's afraid of the legal ramifications because we've had problems with changes kind of trying to fondle the...
Right.
And you have to sign something, but...
Kind of animal would do that. You go ahead. Yeah.
Supermodel naked in front of you.
Right. It's hard to resist.
It's what we call an involuntary autonomous action. But anyway, so basically, she said, no changing for you. And I was like, oh, that sucks. But then she said, you can come to the show and the after party. And I said, okay, what's the after party? She's like, you know who is walking at the lead, they always have a lead walker kind of thing? I was like, no. She's like, Giselle.
Bundchen.
Yeah, I met her at the after party.
Now, would she be a woman that you would find suitable as a wife?
See, Giselle's funny, because when you look at her on the runway, she's dropped in gorgeous, okay?
Right.
Here's the thing, when you're like 2 feet in front of her, stuff like that, I'm looking up and down and just trying to find something wrong with her.
Right.
She's flawless.
Flawless.
She just doesn't look like a human being.
Now, Giselle Bundchen is one of those rare, she's in rarefied air. You're talking about...
She's like 11.
She makes $45 million a year because she's so beautiful.
She's like an 11.
An 11. So you're looking really for
eight.
An 11.
No, an 8.
All right. She's an 8?
No, I'm
you're looking for an 8, but she's an 11.
Yeah.
All right. Who is an 8 that you can think of?
Actress-wise?
Yeah, actress-wise.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe a Giselle with acne or something.
A shorter Giselle would be good.
So Giselle turned you on. You said, well, there's a woman who physically fits the criteria as a wife.
No, look, I would say most strippers meet my criteria of 0 to 2.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? But there's like intellectual compatibility. We have to be friends.
All right.
I've remained friends with most of my long-term relationships.
But Giselle's an example of a woman who turns you on.
Yeah, she's hot. All the other people I think are hot. Angelina Jolie, I think, is hot.
She would be a suitable wife. Go ahead.
Also an 11. Right. Let's see who else.
Clearly an 11.
Yeah, she's clearly an 11.
Right. Have you ever met a 12?
Well, you know, do you think Angelina Jolie is really smart?
She seems very smart.
She's fine to me. Who cares?
She seems smart.
I'm thinking if I could get her away from Brad Pitt, I might win myself a Lamborghini.
No. She does seem smart because she does a lot of relief work in the third world, and she doesn't just like show up. She actually does the real work.
Why did you once dress up as a woman to get into a club? What? Tell me about that.
That was a lesbian club. I did my training at St. Vincent's Hospital, and this is back in like 1990 or something like that. And there was like a hardcore lesbian-only club where it wasn't guy-friendly.
Right.
You know how a lot of clubs are guy-friendly? You can bring a guy who pretends he's gay, it's fine, or whatever.
Right.
You couldn't go unless you're a woman.
No, we don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying yes like I know anything.
Okay,
it's true. Why am I saying yes?
Well,
yes.
I thought you would know because you like lesbian kind of stuff.
I love lesbians.
Okay, so, I mean, who doesn't? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so there was a club that was hardcore, and outside of the club, there was gorgeous women just trying to get in, waiting online, and I said to the bouncer, how do you get in? He's like, the only way you get into this club is if you're a woman. So at the time I was dating Sherry, she's actually in the waiting room, and she was...
This is one of the women you have dated.
It, like 20 years ago. Okay?
She's in the waiting room?
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I said, Sherry, I want to go to this club. Will you go with me? She's like, well, I'm not into that kind of thing because I'm a nice Southern Christian girl, but I'll do it for you if it's your birthday.
Right.
So I waited till my birthday, and then she dressed me up in heels, bought me an outfit. She's a fashion designer and that kind of stuff.
How did you look? I could imagine you could pass for a woman.
That's what we thought. Sherry and I thought I would. Once she got me all dolled up, she thought I would look like not that bad.
Right.
I looked horrible.
You looked horrible.
I looked horrible.
Did you get into the club?
I got into the club. Okay. Right. So we got into the club. We're making out, and it's great because you feel like you're in the club. I mean, and you could see everybody is great. It was. I think I recommend it to everybody.
Well, let me get to. Let me take a couple of quick phone calls. This is Dr. Emil Chin. He wants to find a wife, and if you can find him one, you might even win a Lamborghini.
It's a Ferrari.
Excuse me, a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got Lamborghini from. David, go ahead. You're on the air, Manhattan.
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
I live on the street with this guy. You ought to invite him in Manhattan down. I don't want to mention the street because we don't want to get him in trouble. Everyone knows he lives way downtown. You ought to invite him to join the Whack Pack.
Why is that? Why? He's a doctor. He's a respected...
This shiny red Ferrari he's offering to people. I walk by that house every day. He is the biggest knob you've ever met.
What do you mean, knob?
What,
what did he do wrong?
You know what? He walks around with a prune face. And he's
prune
got
face?
The same Spain football jersey he wears every day. The thing must
Are you jealous of the doctor with his money and the fact that he wants...
I live on the street.
What's wrong with the football jersey?
We're neighbors.
Yeah. What is wrong with a football jersey?
I wear a lot of football jerseys.
Well, he wears the same one. It looks like he stands it in the corner every evening when he goes.
All right, Johnny O, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howard. Hey, look, sorry, Doc. I mean, I know you're a really well-respected guy, but you're losing a lot of credibility here, my friend. I mean, you're looking like
because he wants to find the right woman.
No,
by fraternizing with Howard, you shouldn't say that.
Howard,
he was about to say that.
I mean, look, you're a very, very well-respected man in the industry, and you're on, and again, no offense, Howard, but you're on the Howard Stern Show looking for chicks. I mean,
what's wrong with the Howard Stern Show?
Look, I don't like people saying...
Howard, I didn't mean it that way. I meant it...
Well, what way do you want it? You're respected, but you can't go on Howard? That's like insulting Howard.
You're a fucking doctor in New York City. I mean, if I was you, I would have pussy lined up.
It's wormy because that's
he gets a lot of pussy. Yeah. This doctor, according to what he says, he got laid just 2 weeks ago. What's the matter with you, Eric? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey now. Hey, I just wanted to find out, what does George think of this guy? Is he doable?
George, are you attracted to Dr. Chin?
I have absolutely no interest in what he's interested in.
Why that? But
you opposites. Mean women?
Yes.
Right. But could you be attracted to Dr. Chin? I mean, just looking at him physically. So you tell the ladies out there.
You know, you got me into trouble with Brad already.
I see. So you're going to keep quiet about it. All right. Well, you know, you could have played Sulu, actually. I'm looking at you. You're Asian.
I love Star Trek. That's a good show.
Yeah, everyone loves Star Trek. Yeah.
Would you be interested in playing Sulu?
I don't know what that means.
By the way, are you, doctor, this is a difficult question to ask, but I'll ask it. Are you over 9 inches? Because when we look for women, they're going to want to know your penis size.
Yeah, I'm not over that.
Yeah, they have criteria, too.
Are you over 6?
I haven't rulered it, but I would say I'm average.
6 inches?
I don't know what average is, but
six inches is considered a little bit longer than average. 5 inches would be average.
I would say 5 then. I think I'm about average.
Mm. Yeah, George, hey, 5. Howard. Only 5.
Mm. Are you girthy? Or are you? Just...
Are you girthy? I'm 1 inch. Don't be ashamed. So don't say.
Is that circumference or like diameter?
Circumference.
No, it's circumference.
I think it's probably. People take tape measure. And they
girth is circumference. I know. I measured every angle.
I never measured.
All right. Fair enough.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
Quick question. Did they ask him to do the chicken dance because it was chicken feet?
For George, oh, yeah. Well,
George Sulu, George Takei.
And, doctor, are you good in bed? Can you give a woman an orgasm so that the women out there will want to date you?
I've been complimented a lot
you have.
About that.
Are you good at giving oral? Can you? Do you know what to do with your tongue?
I'll... Do it reciprocally.
You will. She blows you, you'll eat her up.
It's like, you know, it's like you're nice to each other.
No, a lot of Harvard men feel the same way. A lot of Harvard men. Thank you. Well, you know, this is exciting. Isn't it, Robin?
Well, I wish him luck in his search for love.
I wanted to say hi to Robin because I've been watching or listening to your show. In 1983, I started.
Yes.
When and I just saw, you know, Gary, you know, and...
Were you shocked when you saw Gary?
I said, are you Boy Gary?
Yeah.
Because I remember him as Boy Gary.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, well, since I turned 52, they stopped calling me that.
No, we call him Baba Booey now.
Baba Booey?
Baba Fooey, Fafa Fuhai, any of those names. Eric, go ahead. One last statement for the doctor or question. Go ahead.
Howard, it's an honor. Robin, glad you're doing good. This guy sounds like a complete douche with his list, man. It is unrealistic. Seriously, come on now.
All right, well, listen, it is unorthodox, but he's laying it out there.
47 years old. He still hasn't found anybody. Isn't it time to lower the standards, maybe?
Well,
he doesn't want to. That's why he's opening up search.
I would say lowering the
standards. I
want
to ask George.
He won't let you talk. He won't let you talk. Go ahead. Yes, you were going to say.
I would say lowering your standards, as long as it's something that you think will make you happy, ultimately is fine. But you shouldn't lower your standards just because people tell you should. And then be in a relationship where you always think that you're missing something, ultimately be unhappy, and that would be an ultimate.
What do your parents think of your search? Do they ever advise you not to do this?
Well, my parents always give me bad advice because they're like most parents, and they give advice for you as them.
Right.
It's very hard to dissociate and
they're not you.
Look, I was born in this country. They were born in China. My father just turned 90.
Right.
His father's father had 3 wives.
There you go.
That was considered normal.
Well, that's his advice.
And in your case, it's not bad advice. You could have Angelina Jolie, Giselle, and somebody else. Hands, Bill. Please, I have to move along, but go ahead.
Yes,
a quick statement.
I want to thank Dr. Chin because over 10 years ago, 3 of his guys carried me up the stairs, Malazan Soto, because of my wheelchair. And he did a great job on my eyes. He only charged me $1,799. I still have the receipt. And he was a great guy, you know.
You're saying Dr. Chin treated you ham hands?
Yeah, he did my eyes. I don't know if you remember me.
Yeah, because there was a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah. Nobody would laser him because he was on an oxygen machine.
Right.
You had to lie him flat for the laser. And it's you can't lie flat and be on oxygen at the same time. So we spent a lot of money and expense just trying to help him out because he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, we know him.
And he's... And he says when he's, like, wheeling and it rains and then you touch your glasses, people who aren't in wheelchairs don't understand. You get all dirty from wheeling, then you touch your glasses, your whole face is black.
So you helped him out.
They carried me up the stairs. He only charged me $17.99.
Yeah, we charged him half price, I think.
And you can't find a doctor or girl? What's wrong with you? You know girls.
He was a nice guy. I wanted to say hi to you. I was actually just thinking about you the other day.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Dr. Chin.
You're welcome. Thanks for
all right, Ham Hands Bill and a
Ham
rare...
Ham Hands giving you an endorsement.
Yeah, you know, he's never endorsed anyone on the show before.
My eyes are perfect, and I always tell people, go to Dr. Chin. At that time, he was at 14th Street.
We moved to Park and 25th. So.
Very good, Dr. Chin.
You know him?
Oh, yeah, I know Ham Hands. He won a song parody contest. He wrote a beautiful song about Robin and her childhood.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Let me play a little of that for you, Doctor, so you know who you worked on. This is where Ham Hands wrote a song as Robin's father. You know, Robin's father molested her. And Ham Hands...
That and over 30 years ago, I recorded one of many great nights with my young, sweet Robin. And here, you will all find out why I have ham hands, why she likes high colonics, and why she likes big dicks of her tight, juicy asshole.
Yeah, well, thank you for helping him, by
thank
the
you for helping
way
him.
Way to go, Dr. Chen.
I see you on AGT tonight.
All right, very good, Han. And I know you'll see me clearly, thanks to Dr. Chen. All right, listen, we've learned all we can about Dr. Chen. Fascinating. Please keep us posted.
Yes, we would love to know how
Howard, it works
out.
I wanted to donate a free laser to your charity because I think your wife is into dogs. And Robin, we're going to donate a free laser to any cancer charity you choose. They'll probably raise about $10,000. And we've donated...
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we've donated $200,000 in free laser. And actually, anyone listening, if they really, really like a charity that's a good charity and they come in and write to us and stuff like that, we'll donate a laser. And the typical raise is $10,000.
Well, isn't this a feel-good interview? I'll tell you. You
know, maybe we should. George, everybody makes out.
Maybe you should lead us all in the chicken dance as we all go to commercial or something. All right. Listen, thank you, Dr. Chen. If you're interested in dating Dr. Emil Chen, believe it or not, or getting LASIK eye surgery.
He's available.
And as we chicken dance our way out of here, we say adieu. Thank you, Dr. Chen.
Thank you, George.